The college experience, Colorado State Rams at the Utah State Aggies, college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet if you live in the state of Colorado. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. If you live in Colorado, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience, Colorado State Rams at the Utah State Aggies, Mountain West college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking a dandy of a college basketball game. Two teams I was bullish on, along with, I mean, there's four good teams in, I mean, that's preseason that I came in thinking, hey, these four teams, I don't know how they're going to align, but I thought San Diego State, Utah State, Colorado State and Boise State, we're going to have to just battle it out. I know Nevada's in there too, maybe, but especially those four, we're going to have to just duke it out. Wasn't sure where things were going to start off with, but I mean, Utah State then goes like 1-3 out the gate, and you're thinking, I don't know about the Aggies. Well, guess what? Since then, they've only rattled off 10 in a row, and including they just swept their rivals, San Diego State. And the key to that, you know, to this Aggie team, first off, shout out to Craig Smith, doing a great job with the Aggies. And I remember last year, I was one of the few that took Utah State to beat San Diego State in the Mountain West Championship. It came down to a buzzer beater by Utah State, but I was all over that pre-conference tournament. It worked out. We didn't get to see him in the NCAA March Madness because of COVID, but Craig Smith doing a great job. And I feel like, you know, they've won 10 in a row. And sure, you could say, well, they haven't faced, short of the San Diego State one, back-to-backs, they haven't faced the best competition, right? Northern Iowa, AJ Green had a broken hip. College of Idaho didn't even know they had a basketball program. Northern Colorado, San Jose State's been really bad in the Mountain West, and their best player transferred, I think, to LSU. Mid-season, Air Force not known for their basketball. New Mexico's been a nightmare of a season for them. They can't even play in their home state, so they've been playing everywhere else. And then San Diego State, which they won by 12 and they won by 5. Those are huge wins, especially the San Diego State ones. But now they get tested with the Rams back-to-back games. And Colorado State's one of these ones you're trying to find a pulse on as far as who exactly they are. I know I like them. I know I thought coming into the year, Nico Medved is doing a good job. And I liked the way they ended it last season. I thought this team could be really compelling. They have that huge comeback win at San Diego State, but they split against San Diego State, but they're kind of untested as well. Sure, they swept Fresno, swept UNLV, swept San Jose State. Beat a Santa Clara team that I actually think is decent, but man, they took a bad L at St. Mary's on December 19th by 20. And I think the telling thing is they only scored 33 points in that game. They're completely kind of untested to me. Even that San Diego State game, they won by 3. They were down by 30 at one point. So really hard to understand what team is going to be what now. I think Ken Palm's got them ranked at, 78th best team in the country right now. 71st in defense, 85th in offense. I think they're actually a pretty good team. And I think, you know, you got to factor in here. Utah State just had two huge wins over the heavyweight of the conference throughout the past decade, probably in San Diego State. So I think there's a good letdown spot specifically in this game. Now they play each other twice in the next 72 hours. So I don't know about the game after, but I think the guards of Colorado State could potentially give them a little bit of a matchup problem. David Roddy averaging 16 points a game, almost 10 boards. Isaiah Stevens and Kendall Moore are a pretty dynamic, set of guards on your starting five, essentially. So that is going to be, I mean, David Roddy's getting 10 boards a game and he's 6'5". That's huge. Almost 10 boards a game. But then I will say, to play devil's advocate here, Adam Thistlewood and James Moores and Deshaun Thomas, the forwards that haven't been overly productive, are going to have their work cut out for them trying to guard Nehemias Queta. Because Queta, I remember Queta or Queta, however you want to say his fucking name, but this guy was an animal last year to that good San Diego State team. I mean, he's getting 12 points a game, almost 10 boards, 3.1 assists, 3 blocks a game. I mean, look, you pull up the team's leaders. He's their leading scorer. He's their leading rebounder. He leads the team in assists. He leads the team in steals. He leads the team in blocks. You gotta have to figure something out. But they also have forward Justin Bean, who's played solid as well. And their guards, kind of the weak spot of the team, still solid with Marco Anthony, Rolly Worcester, and Brock Miller. Even Steven Ashworth after that. I almost feel like it's like the 94 Rockets with Olajuwon here. They're gonna go in there and hopefully the guards or the defense will double, kick it out, and these guards will be able to hit threes because they can. Interesting matchup though of like kind of opposites on their approach from the Colorado State guard heavy, create with your guards, whereas Utah State create with your bigs and have your guards available to make the open shots. I'm intrigued by this matchup though. Really am. Vegas though saying this game is where are we at here? Opened up at -7. Now it's -7.5. So the money going in favor of the Aggies in Logan. Now that's another thing, is the fan aspect though. I know they've won 10 in a row, but 10 in a row. And I mean that you can't sell that thing out. That thing used to be, I mean, with fans, that's a lethal place to play. I think the key though, really, is will Colorado State have any success attacking the rim? Because they got to do it. They got to do it. And obviously, Queta's got 3 blocks per game. He's a huge problem for them. If they can find a way to get him in foul trouble, that's your key to victory. Because you get him out of the equation, you can win that game. You can just straight up win that game. Limit his minutes. See if you can get him in foul trouble. Other than that, I would say you gotta play them straight up. In my opinion, you gotta play them straight up because Utah State is too good from the field. They'll make you pay. You know, Marco Anthony shooting 40% from 3, Steven Ashworth 41% from 3, Brock Miller 39%, Sean Bairstow 42%. You're going to lose that battle if you don't. So I think that's going to be a key thing to watch here. I'm intrigued to watch this, both these games really, you know, cause they're doing that back to back thing. I'm going to say your play is to take Colorado State. I'm going to fade, just like I did with Minnesota over Michigan over the weekend last Saturday. Teams that Michigan was undefeated. I just thought, man, how long can they continue to, they're college kids. They're going to lose focus at some point, just a little bit of focus. And someone, a good team, and I thought Michigan or Minnesota could be that team that could really make them pay. They're really good at home. And I think the same now, this is, you know, a road game for Colorado State, but I feel like Utah State's due at least for a close game, at least for a close game. I mean, what they beat San Diego State, who Colorado State split by or split with by what I think it was five last Saturday. The game before that it was 12, but I do think Colorado State's kind of a better offensive team than San Diego State. Now, to be fair, they're a worse defensive team, but I mean, you look at some of these other matchups. Yes, Utah State's had a lot of blowouts, but San Jose State, Air Force, and New Mexico aren't good this year. They aren't. You got to go back to the BYU game. They won by three. They lost by three to BYU. They lost. They actually got blown out by South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, and then they lost by 16 to VCU. I think Colorado State is closer to that level than New Mexico, Air Force, San Jose State, Northern Colorado, or College of Idaho. No, that's not the Vandals. That's a D2 or D3 school. I'm going to say take the Rams here. Give me the Rams to cover this line, but I would continue to wait. I think the money is going to go in the favor of Utah State. So get this thing up to 8.5. It's at 7.5 now. I give me the Rams to cover it. Maybe even win the thing outright, you know, but they got to get Kata in foul trouble. That's the key. But hey, give it up for Utah State winning 10 in a row. If they make this 11 in a row, and then Thursday, you know, take on the Rams again. And if they sweep the Rams, then they're really on to something, because after that, UNLV, Fresno, Wyoming, I mean, they might be, if they were to win both of these games, there'd be 12 wins in a row. I don't see UNLV being anywhere close to be. So 14 wins in a row, Fresno State. Nope. 16 wins in a row. Wyoming's been playing a little bit better than we projected them to be, but no, 18 in a row. Really comes to Wednesday, February 17th with Boise. But I mean, you're talking about a team that could be 19 and three then. Man, things are going good in Logan. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, well, first off, before I get in there, if you live in the state of Colorado, I'm telling you, you got to get in on this. You got to get in on this deal. WynnBET, our sponsors here. $500 risk-free bet. Send in your first WynnBET screenshot to podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast to get a free t-shirt as well. So if you just sign up to WynnBET, you're going to get a $500 risk-free bet. Wow. We've been handicapping games at a really high rate from our lock percentage. I say we, me, Patty C, and NC Nick, my co-host, that we give you on a spreadsheet daily. So if you just look at one of our locks, put $500 on it, you could probably take that a long way. But send in your first WynnBET screenshot also to podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast to get a free t-shirt. Tons of boosted bets, including a wheel spin to boost a parlay, is perfect for D-gens. You know, WynnBET is currently online. So if you're in Colorado or New Jersey or Michigan, well, Michigan's coming soon, but especially Colorado, New Jersey, and more states coming, you got to do this. It's a free $500. If WynnBET isn't active in your state, you can still get a free shirt by referring a friend. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. And that's WYNN. But guys, I can't emphasize this enough. You're getting $500. So if you just listen to one of our locks, which we've been hitting at a really high rate, take that. You're going to win $1,000 then. Then you can do what you want with that. Bet 100 here, 100 there. It's a no brainer. It's just a no brainer. You got to do it if you're in Colorado or Michigan or Jersey. And more states coming. So check that out. But anyway, like I told you guys, please subscribe to the College Experience. We are available on all platforms. We've handicapped every single college football and college basketball game for 4 years now. And we've been over 500 each individual season. as a collective and also independently, me, Patty C, NC Nick, been over 500 each and every year. We also have been way over 500 on our locks. So subscribe. Come on now. We don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. We publish all of this on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet them out daily. If it was 1 year, I get it. You'd say, okay, idiots got lucky, but no, not at this point. At this point, you're like, okay, they know what they're doing. They're idiots, but they know what they're doing. And boom, there you go. We don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. If you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. Oftentimes sponsors have told us that's been a pivotal thing for them before going into business. They want to see people engaged, talking about the product they're about to invest in. So perhaps you do that and some company comes out of the blue, gives me a bunch of money to preview more games. Then you start listening to more episodes, making more money because we're breaking down more games. You're betting more, you're winning more. All of a sudden that girl, Susan, that used to give you the cold shoulder in high school says, hey, there's an aura about you. Oh, what is that? It's the fat stacks of cash in your pocket and the confidence that comes with having money. And next thing you know, she's interested in you and you're taking her to Plowtown. And the next thing you know, you got kids and you're just having the time of your life. You get married in Bora Bora. Unbelievable. You're just naked going down a water slide with your wife, you know, catching marlin. I don't even know if there's fucking marlin. There's got to be marlin in Bora Bora, right? Anyway, point is, do that. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Do that and if you give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot with your phone there, and also, I'll send you a college experience T-shirt. How about that? How about that now? Right? Shiny new shirt. She'll like you in a shiny new shirt more anyway too. Guys. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. So take a screenshot at the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Those are the guys that makes all the picks with me. Nick writes a lot of great articles at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check those out. Make sure you give the Sports Gambling Podcast a follow as well at DSGP Network. And yeah, this is the college experience. Colorado State at Utah State style. Take the Rams and the points, I say. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.